The Farmer's Wife and the Tiger. One morning, a farmer went out with his bullock to plough his field. He just started when along came a tiger and said, "I'm going to eat your bullock for breakfast, so hurry up and untie it." The farmer was terrified, but he said, "Please, my lord, I need the bullock to plough my field. Why don't I give you a fine cow that belongs to my wife instead?" "All right then, but be quick," said the tiger, and began sharpening his claws. The farmer hurried home and said to his wife, "Quick, wife, untie the cow. I've promised it to a tiger." His wife was very angry. "How can the children have milk to drink without the cow? How can I cook dinner if I have no butter? Why don't you think of something to get us out of this trouble, you fool?"
"Think of something yourself," said the farmer crossly.
"All right," said his wife. "Go back and tell the tiger that your wife will bring the cow in a few minutes." The farmer was trembling with fear, but he went back and told the tiger that his breakfast would be coming along soon. The tiger lashed his tail and showed his teeth, wondering whether to believe the farmer or just eat him. Meanwhile, the wife dressed herself in her husband's best clothes and tied her long hair inside a turban. Then she saddled the pony and galloped off to the field. When she saw the tiger, she shouted, "What luck! A fine, juicy-looking tiger! I haven't tasted tiger's meat since the two I had for dinner last week." Now this tiger was a coward, and when he heard this, he turned tail and ran. He was so frightened that he almost tripped over a jackal.
"My lord," said the jackal, "where are you going in such a hurry?"
"Run, run," panted the tiger. "There's a horseman in that field who says he eats two tigers for dinner." The jackal knew a few things. Smiling, he replied,
"That was no horseman, my lord. That was the farmer's wife wearing her husband's clothes."
The tiger felt a fool. "Are you quite sure?" he asked the jackal.
"Quite sure," said the jackal. "Come along, we'll go back together. Don't give up your breakfast just because of a woman."
The tiger was still very nervous.
"But you might run away once we get there," he said.
"If that's all that's worrying you, we'll tie our tails together," said the jackal. "Then I can't run away."
So the tiger and the jackal tied their tails together in a tight knot and set off back to the field. The farmer and his wife were still standing in the field, laughing about the trick she had played on the tiger. Suddenly they saw the two animals coming. The farmer ran away at once, but his wife stood and waited. Then she shouted,
"How kind of you, friend jackal, to bring me a fine fat tiger! I'll eat him up right now and you can have the bones!"
At that, the cowardly tiger became quite mad with fright and dashed away, dragging the jackal behind him over sharp rocks and through prickly bushes. Neither of them were ever seen in the farmer's field again.